Welcome back here on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Andrew Seliver joined by righty reliever Cole Stasio as we get ready for game one here at Greenville. Cole, three games in 5 days for you last week. Feeling pretty good out there?
Yeah, feeling great. It's a blessing every time I get to step on the field. So it's been great to hear my name called a little bit more that week. Feeling great.
What does it take for a bullpen guy to go three games in 5 days and kind of be ready every game out there?
Yeah, I think it's just taking care of your body, being honest with yourself on how you're feeling, limiting throws when you need a limit, and then knowing when it's game time, you gotta take the ball when your name's called, so you gotta be ready to compete.
This is your first minor league experience. How's it been so far a few weeks in?
Yeah, no, it's been a dream come true. I mean, it's something that you work towards your whole life. But it was kind of nice playing indie ball this summer and then going and playing winter ball. I got to kind of be around some guys that, had those experiences, have played at the highest level. I got to be around some big league dudes and then, see their routine, see how they went about their stuff. So it was a pretty easy transition once I got to it.
You talk about your experience after college, right? Mm-hmm. You go to the Pioneer League out in Ogden, Utah. Then you go to the Puerto Rican League over the winter. What'd you learn from those experiences that you've taken here to the first few weeks in Hub City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those two experiences were probably the most, the biggest opportunity I've gotten in my life. It's my first time around pro ball, and it taught me a lot about myself. You know, I was alone out there. I going into new teams, I wasn't really trying to make friends. It was more I'm trying to get out of here. I'm trying to get signed and just enjoy every second that I have. So for me, it was more just getting into a routine. I'm a guy in college. I was at the field 24/7. I love working. I love being at the field. So it was nice to not have class to go to. I get to work out when I wanted to. I got to take care of my body when I needed to. And then it helped me learn about myself as a pitcher. There wasn't 50 guys when you come into the fall in college and you're trying to make a team always. It was I knew I had a chance, and it was kind of for me I was confident in my ability, so I learned how to attack hitters. I studied the game a lot more because we're playing every day. I really took a opportunity to take a step back and watch how other guys attacked hitters, and for me the biggest thing was throwing strikes. So I was like, when I got on the mound, I was gonna go right after every hitter like it was my last. Every guy stepping the box for me was the only person standing in my way from getting an affiliate contract. So that's kind of how I looked at every opportunity that I got.
Andrew Seliver here with Cole Stasio on the pregame show. For a lot of guys that play college baseball, they don't get drafted. They don't get that minor league contract out of college. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. Their baseball career's over. Why was it different for you?
For me, I went through a lot of injuries in college. And my faith is a huge thing. So I spent a lot of time during those surgeries, and rehab, just praying a lot and being like, I give my career to you. I pray to God. And I'm just like, if this is your will for my life, I want to keep playing. And if I'm okay, if it's not, but like, if it is, like, this is what I want to do. My heart's desires, and I just trust His plan. Jeremiah 29:11 is the verse that I have went by my whole life. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." So that's kind of what I set my sights on. And when the season ended, I thought I had a chance to get drafted. I didn't have the year that I wanted, but I still thought there was a good chance. And then Ogden called. And for me, I'd never even thought about indie ball. And when that happened, it wasn't even a thought in my head. I called my parents and I was like, "Hey, I just got this phone," or "I got this text." I was on a plane. And when I landed, I got the text. So I called them and I was like, "They want me to come out and play, I'm doing it." And they supported me 100%. I'm super blessed to have a family that wants to see me play. And so they pushed me to that. And yeah, it was a huge blessing. I mean, it opened up everything. That was really the biggest moment of my life to go play there. And I'm super thankful to those people over at Ogden, the Raptors.
What do you think that you did so well in your time out at Ogden and in the Puerto Rican League that earned you this first minor league opportunity?
I think just proving that I can do what, people know that I can do. I have so many people in my corner. I have all my friends back home that have really pushed me to kind of like go after this dream. And I just think that it was proving that consistency really was the biggest thing.
Cole, thanks so much for the time. Keep pitching well out there.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll be back after this here on the Spartanburgers pregame show.